going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby. Did this weekend just prove that everybody was wrong to say Brian Schottenheimer was a puppet when he was hired in January? I think there's a case to be made that it did do that as we get into Below the Belt here on 105 Through the Fan. Now, does that mean he'll be good? No. He could be a flaming disaster. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, he could also be great. But I think the idea that he's just being having the strings pulled by the Joneses, I think that was pretty much killed this weekend. And we're going to get into it. Before we get into it, I need to tell you guys that this week, this Wednesday, we got stop
number two
on the 2025 Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. We're making our way up to Anna. So I mentioned earlier, if you're in Anna, Blue Ridge, Prosper, Melissa, McKinney, Princeton, Salina, anywhere like that, this is probably going to be the Firehouse Tour that you're going to be able to make easiest. So if you want to come out and see us, come on out Wednesday, 6 to 10 a.m. Zach Wolchuk will be there with us. We'll have Nick Harris from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram joining us for the Expressway. We're going to have breakfast from Whataburger, as well as special edition Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour baseball caps. They look super clean. I'm going to have to stash at least one of them for myself. But they're going to go fast. Make sure you guys swing by early and get yours. We're going to be at 305 South Powell Parkway, Anna, Texas, 75409, 305 South Powell Parkway, and that is the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. Thanks again to the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour partners. That's Whataburger, Firehouse Eating and Air, and Firehouse Movers. Really excited to get up there to Anna. I don't think we've done anything close. We got was Frisco or Allen. Allen's probably close.
We did Allen.
So this will get us a chance to get near a lot of folks that we maybe
haven't get to touch very often.
That we haven't gotten to see very frequently. That's another way to say it.
Yeah, it's just, you know what? I mean,
did you miss this? Did you miss this back and forth?
I missed you guys. I did miss you guys. And of course I missed you guys. And I learned new insults.
like the liver.
Lick my liver. Boy, the fan text, Franklin injured Terry's fan text saying even Italy has given up on the Cowboys.
Oh, that hurts.
You know, I'm gonna do an Instagram video of like all. I'm gonna go into deep detail.
You should have
of
asked.
The trip. I've got everything.
You should have asked random people, just like, do you know who the Dallas Cowboys are? And they said yes. She's like, what do you think of when you think of the Cowboys? And you should have seen what Italy's impressions of the Cowboys are. All right. Ross Winchy is one of the Cowboys' national scouts. And on day three of the draft, before things got going over on the draft show, they got a chance to interview some of the scouts and some of the coaches on DallasCowboys.com and here on 105 Through the Fan. So it was Brian Broaddus, Zach Wolchuk, Nick Harris, Kyle Yeomans, Tommy Arsh. They all got the chance to interview these guys. And one of them they talked to was Ross Winchy, and they were talking about this theory of taking the best player available and versus picking versus need, something that we talked about earlier. So this right here, this is the clip of Ross Winchy and Brian Broaddus talking back and forth about the idea of picking the best player available.
It was a no doubter, like stick to the board. We felt really good about the names we had up there. Obviously, we had some trade calls that we weighed. We felt good about those too. But when it was time to, it's like, why pass up players we love that we think can help us? So we took them, knowing that today we'd have to sit out 70 something picks. But we valued the players that highly enough that we're like, let's just do it.
It seemed like that when you talked about taking the players and following your board,
it's just like we're all sitting here. It's like, well, they've got to take a runner here. They got, you know, we're going on and on and on. Every student, you're kind of like saying, you know what? We don't care about our needs right now. We're just going to go draft football players. And it seems like the board really fell to you that way. You had some discussions here and there, but it just seems like you guys are drafting your board.
Yep.
And it's not bothering you one bit if you need a runner or a receiver or anything like that.
No, not at all. I mean, obviously, we got some holes which we're going to fill today. We're going to try to. But, I mean, we keep operating the way we are. I don't think we're going to miss. I mean, it's like, that's part of it. And Mr. Jones and Steven obviously trust us with our evaluation process, and so does Shoddy. And when we see a blinking light, hey, you guys like them. There's a reason we like them. Let's go get them. And we think we found three starters yesterday. So,
and not only did they find, not only did they prioritize best players available, and I think that's really good back and forth there between Brian and Ross Winshee from the Cowboys, their national scout. Not only did they find players and prioritize players at the top, it was clear they were prioritizing culture guys. Booker won the tie at pick 12 in a lot of ways because of just being an all-world individual in terms of as a leader and as a personality in the locker room and as a culture guy. Ezeraku, Donovan Ezeraku, who they took in the second round, the edge rusher, he was a captain at Boston College, considered a very high character guy. Savone Ravel, who they took in the third round, East Carolina, high character, culture guy. Like, when you look at what's going on here, and Ross said it separately in that discussion later, and then their Northeast area scout, Bo Tolliver, had said something similar, which is they both mentioned that how important Shoddy's view of culture was to what they were doing in terms of structuring their board this year. And they both mentioned how great they think the culture that Shoddy's already establishing is. I think when you hear some of the things that were coming out of this weekend, things that they were looking for, things that Shoddy would say in the press conferences, the way he was involved in the discussions that you saw, it's clear they're letting him run this the way he wants. Now, does that mean Jerry's going to go spend money on something?
All right?
Yeah, I just got something stuck. But does that mean Jerry's going
to... That's like the fourth throat clear.
Yeah, I know. You could have just like vamped for me for a little bit and let me clear my throat for a minute. But Shoddy, I think what you see is when you... Jerry, it doesn't necessarily mean Steven's going to be willing to go restructure deals to go sign somebody just because Shoddy wants him. You know, like they'll still have their rules in place like any team does for their financial parameters. But in terms of within the bounds of, hey, what you want, Shoddy, will matter to us and will be the decisions we make. That, I think, is pretty clear after this weekend and throughout this entire offseason. Shoddy's got a big hand in it from the coaching staff that he picked up through the players that he's gotten here already.
Yeah, look, if as you can go ahead and
I'm good now.
Get that hairball out of there. If you did it for Jason and Wade and Mike and Bill in terms of letting them get control, then you got to do it here.
Mm-hmm.
What my issue would be is if, you know, they were inconsistent with how they allowed coaches to have power.
Yeah, I think post Campo. Parcells
changed a lot.
Parcells on, I think they've been willing to, I think they recognize we can't operate that way. And I think they're going to extend that to Shoddy.
Now, even with Bill, you know, they did override Bill. I mean, Bill wanted Spears over Ware, right?
Sure.
Or no, he wanted Merriman. Yeah. So they talked him in. They said, no, dude, Spears will be there.
Yeah, and that was also a group decision still at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Bill was trying to run counter to what the group had decided, which is Ware was above. And so that was kind of how... it still was the structure ultimately that led to it. But I do think it's clear a lot of what Shoddy wants to have in place is what's going into effect now. Now let's take a look at some of the guys that they took this weekend. We're going to start with Donovan Ezeraku, the edge rusher from Boston College. Lance Zierlein compared him to Yannick Ngakoue, and I'm stealing that. That's exactly who he's... Once I read that from Zierlein, I was like, that's it. That nailed that. That's exactly who he reminds me of. This is a guy who... Little undersized, he's like 6'2", 248, so kind of stout, but not very long.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Long, but he's got really long arms, just not very tall. He knows how to use his length, his quickness. He's got really surprising power, the speed to power, the way he wins consistently. I mean, he wins most of his reps as a pass rusher. And the play is not over once a tackle gets his hands on him. So, you know, typically see, all right, tackle locks in. They got their bear paws on him. You're not moving anywhere. He routinely will flip pass rush reps from losses to victories like that, where it looks like he's locked in and he shakes it and is able to get to the quarterback. Really impressive bend when turning the corner or slipping the punch of the offensive tackles. He runs a really tight arc to the quarterback for quick sacks. The tendency to try to dip under the tackle, though, does cause him to lose the edge at times. So he's a little bit smaller guy, so he tries to quickly like dip under him or do like a little Euro step inside move, something like that. He will then, in that pursuit and that aggressiveness, occasionally lose the edge. So if it's an RPO,
right,
where you're getting gashed for a big gain there. So works really hard in the run game, plays with a high motor, isn't always assignment sound in the run game. Sometimes, like I said, loses the edge. But otherwise, you got a guy who is legitimately able to project, I think, as... Yeah, at some point during his rookie contract, that's a double-digit sack guy. And you were able to get him at 44, which is, I think, massive for them.
That's really good.
All right, let's take a look at Savone Revelle. And he's the corner out of Eastern Carolina. And Aiden has some of the film up there if you're watching on the fan cam. But he's a guy who he checks all the boxes from the height, weight, speed standpoint at the position. He has size, knows how to properly use his length when he's in press man coverage. He also has really good eye discipline to have success in zone coverage, so he's really multifaceted. He's physical. He embraces physicality. He routinely fights back to the ball and run support or after the catch. He does have some Cheeto moments where he doesn't get his head turned around or he's not looking for the ball. Or, you know, that's an issue for him at times. He's not a perfect technician at the position, but he's got a really strong skill set, and you see year-over-year improvements with his technique while he was at East Carolina. So I think that's big. I think the guy I got asked about the most this weekend was Jaden Blue, because that felt like a position running back where what are they going to do there? So we'll lead off first with, and you'll see some of this on the fan cam, some of the inside runs that he has. Jaden Blue from Texas, he's 5'9", he's a little under 200 pounds, really fast guy, 4.3 speed, really good receiver. Jaden Blue is a little bit of a... You'd like to see him be able to take it to the outside or bounce it outside a little more frequently than he does. He generally, it feels like, prefers to kind of stay between the tackles. He does seem to run to contact or settle for contact a little too frequently, which is a little bit frustrating. But I think that you see a guy who shows some pretty decent patience, some good foot quickness, has speed. And the other aspect of this that I like, especially for a guy who does tend to run into some contact from time to time, and this will be the second clip that we have, his contact balance is really impressive. Like, he very rarely goes down on first contact, very rarely goes down on ankle tackles and trips. He is really good at staying on his feet and turning what looks like a negative play when somebody bursts through this line of scrimmage, being able to take that negative play and turn it into even 2 yards or 3 yards, just something that's positive, and be able to get something out of nothing.
Was there a clear gap between him and Quintrevion at Texas?
Yeah, I mean, Texas has a stacked running back room and did have a stacked running back room, so that was a problem. But I mean, guys were always hurt, so there was a rotation.
Right.
Yeah, I would say that he was not their best running back on the roster any time while he was there, but he's really, really good. They were loaded. I mean,
you're going to be good. When you play at Texas, you're going to be good.
They had this image from over the weekend of all the Texas running backs from 2 years ago sitting on the bench, and like six of them are in the NFL now. And so, I mean, it was a stacked room. Here's the one thing that I will say. Broadus joined us at 7:20, and he talked about him as a pass catcher, and I referenced some of the concentration drops or some of the times he doesn't finish. Jaden Blue does have some issues, and I grabbed a couple clips of it. Jaden Blue does have a couple issues with focus drops, trying to get upfield too quickly, maybe not finishing a catch. Sometimes stuff will bounce off his hands. He's a really good receiver. He's a really good threat. But, I mean, there are still some instances, I think, where he's so aggressive and wanting to get upfield that he just doesn't finish the catch all the way through. Big time mismatch. You can put him in the slot and he can run routes. You can, like Brian said, run Texas routes, which are the kind of the angle routes there. You can run him on, you know, seam routes. He can legitimately run NFL routes as a receiver. It's just, I think at times the focus hasn't always been there. And he is a smaller guy. I think sometimes he does hear the footsteps, hear the contact, and doesn't finish all the way through the catch. But he's a really solid runner. He was a fourth round player to me. And I think he's absolutely going to start games for you this year and will be part of whatever committee you have. He will be a big part of that committee splitting carries.
B-Low.
B-Belt.
Right here on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. 9 o'clock hour coming up next. We'll have crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece. Did the Cowboys fall further behind the top of the NFC over the weekend, or did they catch up? And we get you set for Stars, Avs tonight. Sean and RJ, 9 o'clock hour next to The Fan.